again, Gunnachshish, for being here with us today. You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, the arts are what keep us going through the dark times of COVID, through those short days of winter, and they remain with us, kind of like a best friend to help us celebrate spring. And of course, all kinds of seeds in Juno were planted during the winter, like the wearable arts. And now we're about to find out about what that event funds. And joining us today, Nancy DeCherney. She's director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. And we've got a big agenda today for the show. Time is ticking on scholarships, I understand.
Yes, scholarships, individual artist grants, and major grant applications are all due Friday at 5. It's an online application system. And we would, if anybody's got any questions or whatever, you can find the information out on our website at jahc.org. And there's always questions as you're filling out your forms and this and that, so don't hesitate to call or email about it. But yeah, we have generous donors that help us, as well as the money that we earn from wearable art and our other fundraisers that we use to help artists and young emerging student artists and all sorts of art groups do their work. We get funding from the city and borough of Juno also that helps with this. The city and borough asked the Arts Council to manage the distribution of their arts budget. And that's what the major grant funds are, the applications are for. So yeah, all of us who are going to enjoy this nice sunny but windy weather will instead be indoors writing grants. So fun.
But what I think is so wonderful about this is looking at your website at the range of grants. And you have quite a few fine arts scholarships and some advanced arts, some for youth. And I think it's wonderful that you can seed art in this way. Over the years, have you seen, can you give some examples of how this comes to fruition in our community, the fact that you're investing in art?
Yeah, well, for example, right off the top of my head, Franz Falco, who's the concert master for the Juno Symphony, longtime scholarship applicant and student. Also, Jackie Manning, who is an artist and she's over at the museum and is now on our board, used to get scholarship. I mean, I have a list somewhere. It's hard to remember all the people that have gotten scholarships from us. Juno is so filled with really, really talented people. John Hayes, who does our piano series. I just could go on and on. There's just so many.
And he comes back to pay it forward, right? He comes and he brings other pianists with him to perform, to kind of enrich the arts life of this community.
Yeah, and I feel like kids don't always go on to be artists, but the confidence building and the creativity. And, you know, at one point I had to explain to somebody why the youth symphony should be funded equally to the youth football team. And I said, well, it is like a team. Everybody plays their part. Everybody has to practice together. It is a team effort. And I really have, over the years, watching kids grow through the arts has just been one of the most rewarding things I can tell you about. If you get an opportunity, and usually the symphony does their youth concerto competition, take time to go to those youth performances. It's kids put in an earnestness and an honesty in their performance that's real deep and touching. So I find that real rewarding, and I'm so happy that the Arts Council has been able to do this all these years. So,
well, it's a way of looking at investing. And typically in our society, we kind of think of arts are as frill things and not investments. And I'm kind of curious because this year, the Arts and Humanities Council is going to do a survey on arts and economic prosperity prosperity, the connection between the two. That, can you tell us about that? That sounds pretty interesting, like what you might find out from that.
We do this every, I think, 5 years. I can't remember. It's something that the Americans for the Arts has us do. And it asks, let's just look at some of the questions that it asks on the questionnaire, because you, going to an event, may find yourself presented with a questionnaire, but it wants to know, like, so you came to this event, did you have to get a babysitter? Did you go out to eat? Did you need to rent parking? Did you come to town for it? And so you had a hotel room. So it's basically looking at what are the financial situations or things like, did you go, how much did you have to buy tickets? Were they free? Did you go shopping or buy souvenirs? All kinds of stuff like that. It wants to find out if you're a regular resident of the city or a visitor. And this kind of information, the Americans for the Arts makes public on their website, and it's pretty amazing that the statistics that they find are kind of, I should know them off the top of my head, but the top of my head no longer knows things anymore. But it is really impressive how much money arts bring into a community, arts performances and arts events and all of that sort of stuff. So if somebody approaches you, we are going to have this event down at the Whale, it's free, on the same day as Maritime Festival. So wander from Maritime Festival down to the Whale, and we'll have the Spring into Arts event, all kinds of activities for kids, drawings. There's gonna be little goats and little chickens and things for kids to draw. There'll be musicians playing, student musicians. We have a group of student musicians that is headed to Carnegie Hall, and they will be doing a performing there on their as they're preparing themselves. And then of course the Jam Kids and the mariachi band, and there'll be a clown and some hula hoopers. There'll be a lot of things, but I'm going to be there presenting you with these questionnaires, so please answer them.
Well, I think it'd be important to see what we find out, and I have to wonder someday, with all these investments that are going on in Juneau into the arts, if this community someday will reap economic benefits from the way that it draws people here, or we can only hope that it does as part of our overall tourism industry. Now, you also have gallery operations that people might want to know about.
Yes, and the gallery applications are due at the end of the month, and you can, again, make your application online. We have both the gallery that's at the Jack, which we do monthly shows in, and we have the gallery over at the Davis at Centennial Hall, which is more of a quarterly situation. But we take applications and... like, for example, right now we have the UAS student art exhibit. It's wonderful. Come on over. If you need a neat mug, they did a whole bunch of mugs. So a nice opportunity to get some great gifts. But anyway, if you're interested in exhibiting your art, or maybe didn't think of yourself as an artist, this happened the month before. This was the MRV architect staff decided that they would present as a group. And some of them said, I never thought of myself as an artist, but they made art for the exhibit, and actually people bought their art. So it's an opportunity for you to explore your own creativity. Take a challenge.
And I think that artists often reach new plateaus, new levels, when they plan on a show. I mean, it pushes them up to the next step.
They know they have to, they have a standard that they have to get to. You know, it's like anything. If you have a deadline, you'll make yourself get to it. Otherwise, you just sort of ramble around. So.
Well, speaking of deadlines, I understand that you gave yourself a deadline for retirement. And it's drawing
it is
close. tell us about what went into that decision.
Well, you know, after a certain, I've been in this position for nearly 16 years, and I have enjoyed myself thoroughly. It's a wonderful job. And as we're coming out of COVID and getting back into the building and starting to see people again, like you hadn't seen them for 2 years or whatever, people were saying stuff to me like, are you still there? And I thought to myself, am I still here? So it occurred to me that it might be time for somebody else to have the same fun that I'm having. So I am stepping down on May 10th.
But May 10th. So yes, that's a big, still a big change for this community because I know that it's always good to get new people, get fresh blood, but, you know, there are people that have kind of kept the home fires burning and you come to count on them. So I think it'll be a transition for people in the community to see you go. And a lot has happened in 16 years. And I imagine you never dreamed that you'd end out your time in your job dealing with COVID.
No, who would have thought of that for any of us, right? But, you know, again, when we went into it, we thought, well, this is an opportunity for us to be creative. And I think that the arts community has met the challenge of COVID in creative ways. It's forced us to try new things. We now know how to do, for example, meetings are now a hybrid situation between live and in person and on virtual things. I was talking with Leslie Ishii and Frank from Perseverance. They did some wonderful performances. We did wearable art, which our virtual wearable art was amazing. And, you know, maybe it wasn't a big fundraiser, but it was an amazing creative effort. And anyway, I feel like we figured out how to do arts education pieces for the students. We did a whole lot of, we would never have tried those things. We would never have made an online shop. We talked about doing an online shop for the Arts Council, but COVID forced us to do it. And I think, you know, wasn't my first choice of stuff that should happen, but I feel like the arts community, like you said, did sort of help everybody get through it. I was talking with Amy Rautiainen, who was just awarded a Teacher of the Year thing. And she was talking about how she could see how important the arts were for her students in the classroom, trying to make sense of the nonsense that we're all going through. So I feel like our arts community really has met a challenge and is strong and maybe stronger for it. I feel like the whole community of arts, you know, the stuff that SHI does, the work that Central Council has been doing, the work that we're doing, the work that Perseverance, you know, jazz and classics is back with the festival. Everybody was excited to have the folk festival back, but you know, they did that virtually last year. Bless their hearts, you know. I just am really impressed with our arts community. I'm a huge fan.
What did you think of the folk festival this year? Just to kind of see it come to life again.
Yeah. You know what? It was the best part of it. Maybe wasn't. The best part of it was everybody's smiles. People were so happy. So I feel like that was. The best part of it was seeing all the people. So people have said to me that, you know, they realize that we live in a very creative place. We have all these things and we always talk about that, but it wasn't until COVID that they realized how much they missed it. So it makes you value. What is that? You don't miss the water till the well runs dry kind of thing.
Yeah. I think that's the truth though. Well, the other thing, too, before we go, is you said that you've got some village projects that you are working on for the region.
Oh. The Arts Council got a National Endowment for the Arts Our Town grant in collaboration with the community members in the Auk Village area that used to be called the Willoughby District, and it has been renamed. And so we are collaborating with, we have consultants that are coming from Los Angeles who do a lot of community work, and we're collaborating with Central Council, the museum, Foodland, I mean, a whole bunch of community members in the district to sort of think about, there are a lot of changes that are going to be happening in that area, especially Central Council has a lot of plans of things to do. So we're just trying to help facilitate community, I don't want to say community planning because that sounds boring, but making the area, I mean, it wouldn't be everybody's first choice as a destination right now. It can be. It's got the museum. It's got us. It's got Central Council. It's got the bowling alley. It's got, it could be a really fun neighborhood. You know what I mean? So we're working on that. And there will be some opportunities for community input on that one coming up as well. So somebody approaches you with a questionnaire about that. And by the way, questionnaires, that since I'm retiring, this succession committee is putting together questionnaires to ask surveys to find out what people find important that the Arts Council does and what is important that we should look for in a new ED. The plan for the new ED is Reggie is going to step in. Reggie Schaap will be stepping in as our interim when I leave in May. And the process we hope will take about maybe 2 to 3 months to do a search and then hopefully have a new ED on deck in August at our annual meeting. So
lots of things coming down the pipe, and you probably won't have too much time to reflect on what it all means, but you must have some feelings of, gee, I wish I might have had a chance to do this, or wow, that turned out pretty good. I mean, what's coming to the forefront in your thoughts as you are in the exit mode?
Yeah, I mean, thinking back, and it changes daily. I'll say this about that. But like today, I have to say when I first started, we were in a basement office on North Franklin Street. And the fact that we moved that office into the old armory and have turned it into what we have turned it into, I think is probably the most amazing part of the whole process. And the amount of community engagement in making this work is what's also really valuable to me. I just really feel like this has been a community effort and it continues on. There are other things that come to mind at other times, like I'm really proud of the community artwork that happened last November. I mean, there's just so many things that we have done. This organization has done with the because we have so many people involved. I feel like it's not me that's done this. It's a community of really creative and busy people.
You know, I think that you have to say something for the arts in how it creates a community that looks at different ways to do things. I mean, it creates a mindset, and I think that during this pandemic, you saw some of that, of people trying to find workarounds to the problems, and that same sort of artistic creativity that people have was applied in that direction, and that was really interesting to see.
And it continues on, I think. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet, and I think it really did give us all an opportunity to think, well, maybe I don't want to work every weekend. Or maybe there is a better way to do the work that we have been doing, or just rethink and reorganize our thoughts. So it's been a blessing in some ways. It certainly has been challenging, and I wouldn't wish it on my best enemy. I mean, let's not go there.
Well, I think you went to some wonderful places with what you did. And just in wrapping things up today, do you want to recap the deadlines for the scholarships and grant applications?
Yes, those are due April 15th, which is this Friday at 5:00. And the gallery is due at the end of the month at 5:00. So I hope everybody will apply. It's nice that we have the money to share. So please. Thanks for having me on to talk about all this.
Yes, it's been a wonderful conversation. And I understand I only get one more Juno Arts and Humanities Council conversation with you before you finally retire. My goodness. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it and hope that you get lots of applicants. And I imagine it's not that hard to apply, is it, even at this date, that you can go online and get her done? Well, don't be discouraged.
For the scholarships and the stuff, yeah, they're all online applications.
So they're fairly simple. So if you blow it off because you're afraid that you're too close to the deadline, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, just it's like everything else. If you have a week to do it, it takes a week. If you have overnight, you'll get it done overnight. I mean, there's some budget things you have to do, but you can do it. You can do it. It's good.
All right. Thanks for the encouragement. Nancy DeCherney.
All right. Thanks
so much.
Talk to you next time.
Yeah, next week, or rather in a couple of weeks. All righty. Take care.